Hello?
Hello, is Jeremy Lutz Slocum there?
This is me.
Yes, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
These two. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm in a store. Can you say it again louder?
Yes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native
American?
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, I'm going to be voting, and my entire family, we will all be voting.
Thank you. And just be sure that we're talking to people of all ages. What is your age?
I am 67.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Put mine at a 30.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
That's how motivated I am.
Yes, I understand, but we need a number from 0 to 10.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay, well, like I said, mine is beyond 10, but if 10 is the highest you will go, 10.
Thank you. Now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More.
And would you say is much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Yes. Yes.
Strongly? Strongly or somewhat?
I approve. Nuh-uh. I'm not going to, it's not somewhat.
Okay.
So if you're telling me I have to choose from somewhat or strongly, those are the two?
Yes.
Then I'll say strongly.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
See, that's a difficult question because too many factors affect this. But there are too many different variables. I would say satisfied, but with caveats. But I'll say satisfied.
The scale that we have for this one is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. We have protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, or improving K-12 public school education.
So you're saying you can only choose two?
Yes, the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on.
Oh, shoot, that's not enough.
Yes, I understand.
Oh. Strengthening Social Security.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Yeah, that's hard because there's too many in there that are extremely important. Okay, I would say, give me the list again.
Okay, we have reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, passing common sense gun. Combating division and racism?
Yes.
Thank you. So it was protecting, strengthening, and strengthening Social Security and Medicare and combating division and racism.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list, we have Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Cornel West.
80.
Thank you. Then we have Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
0.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
100.
And Democrats in Congress.
80.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided,
Biden.
Please say so. Thank you.
Biden.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And would you say it's a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
Favorable.
And is somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Much more.
Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration? Or what about it?
Okay. The lowering prescription drug prices.
Yes.
And strengthening Social Security. And having jobs that don't require a college degree, although
I do, but yes.
You can get a good job not having to go to college. I've heard that. It sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthening the union, that's really good. Making sure that this country stays a democracy, and that we're not ruled by a dictator. I've heard
yes.
so much.
yes. So
now he is, you know, making a pathway for Americans that are married to immigrants. I think that's important.
Okay. And because I have to type your answer. What I got was more infrastructure and drug prices and better drug prices. I'm sorry. More strengthening Social Security and having jobs that doesn't require a degree. Also strengthening unions and making sure this country stays as a democracy. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Oh, and also border security. You know, I would say he's for reasonable border security.
Security, thank you. Okay, and there we go. So thank you very much for that. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
And would you say what you heard is a lot, some, or only a little?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Yes. What you've seen, read, or heard is a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you heard, seen, or read recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And would that be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's a convicted felon.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to read you
Wait a minute. Don't you want more?
Okay. Let's go then. Go ahead.
Okay. He was convicted of sexual assault against that woman. He incited a riot on the Capitol.
Incited a riot.
A riot. Yes, on the Capitol.
What else?
He's a racist. He's a liar. He's a bully.
Yes.
He's ignorant. He's narcissistic. You want some more?
Well, I guess with this we're fine already.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read what some others have said. They believe there are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. Is it cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Oh, man, that's a Supreme Court, Donald Trump.
We already have the two. Or would you like to change your answer?
No, I'll stick with that because there's so many. You know, you probably wouldn't be able to type everything I want to say.
Yes, I know. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs?
Joe Biden.
And would that
be... I don't know why anybody would think Donald Trump would.
And
no,
would you say...
he would not.
Thank you. And would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Better.
Much better or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. Then we have fixing the immigration system.
I still think he would be much better.
Thank you. Then we have rising crime and violence.
Crime is down. I don't know why people think, according to the statistics from the FBI, crime has dropped. So, yes.
And would you think much better or just somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
You mean as far as to deal with it, who would be better?
Yes. Who would be better at dealing with that issue?
Oh, my goodness gracious, Joe Biden. It sure wouldn't be Donald Trump.
And would that be much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Oh, please. Joe Biden. Donald
much
Trump put those three up in there now. Joe Biden would be better.
And much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. And finally, we have growing the U.S. economy.
Hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Are you saying who would be better at rolling back rights or who would be better at?
At dealing with the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
You mean as reversing what they're doing?
Yes.
Joe Biden.
And lastly, we have who will be better at dealing with growing the U.S. economy?
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or just somewhat better?
Much. Much.
Thank you. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We're almost finished. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? We do have a scale if that helps.
Okay, give me a scale.
Yes, we have much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable.
Do it one more time.
Yes, much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable.
Oh, shoot, that's hard, because I didn't like that. Someone less favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty on 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking... do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Yep, fair.
And do you think it was very fair or somewhat fair?
Fair. I think the trial was fair.
Very fair?
Yes.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans.
That makes absolutely no sense.
So would you say you agree or disagree with the statement?
Totally disagree.
So that would be strongly?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Now, you're saying social media or TV or whatever.
Yes, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Okay, are you including TV in there?
It's social media. I'm not sure if TV is included.
No. I'm not on social media.
Oh, okay. So how should I record your answer? Not often or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. They're all older.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm conservative.
And would you say you're very conservative or just somewhat?
I'm conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Weekly.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Let me see. Most of them are Caucasian.
So how should I record your answer? As nearly or all, more than half, or about half?
More than half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
My parents? No, they were born here in this country.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. You've been very
You're
kind.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.